So you have a huge fan. Yeah. Like you are huge.
I said, that's what I said earlier. I'm probably big part of the two biggest families in Roswell.
Wow. Okay. Can you tell me some other black family last names
what else? I think those are the ones that stick out in my mind right now, are some of the larger families in Roswell.
What was that first one that you said?
I don't remember. It was either I said the I said the yeah.
Okay. Going back to school, I'm sorry, I just thought about that when I was like, oh, you just said who. Okay. Did you play sports?
I did like play recreation sports, like through the city. I didn't play any sports in high school. I did a lot of filming and like media stuff in high school. I was always a part of like the football team and football games. I filmed all the games, so I knew everybody on the team. Basketball games, I did all the track stuff. I mean, like I said, most of my homeboys either played sports or stuff like that. So, you know, I knew them and I played, you know, I'm an athletic kid. So I played sports, but I just didn't have the time to do it in high school.
What kind of student were you?
I was a pretty good student, I would say. I always think of one moment in high school, like my freshman year of high school. I guess everybody always says, you know, your freshman year makes you or breaks you, you know. And I was coming in from eighth grade, you know, used to easy stuff, no pressure, anything like that. And I think I failed biology or something like that freshman year, and my mom lost it. She went crazy, man. And, like, that was the last time I failed anything in high school. That was the last time I failed anything. From that point on, I was, like, a good student. Probably A's and B's. Honestly, I don't even feel like I really applied myself in high school, you know, and I think I did just enough to get by. And still fared pretty well. I think I finished high school with maybe like a 3-1 or 3-2. And so I was blessed to, you know, finish that well. And I can honestly say that I probably didn't try as hard as I could have. I put my best foot forward, so.
Can you tell me about the student population at your high school? Well, tell me about the student population at your junior high, or is it middle school?
Yeah, it's either or, okay, same different.
And then tell me about the one at high school.
Well, like I said, living in Roswell, school's predominantly a white school. It was cool. I mean, most of the kids were, I mean, cool kids. You know, of course, you always have some kids that, you know, think they're a little bit better than all the other kids or something like that, but there wasn't too many of those kids, you know. I mean, when you play sports and you're good at sports and so forth like that, you know, you get reputations and that kind of stuff. Everybody likes you and you're the cool kid or something like that. So high school was kind of the same thing, you know, kind of rolled over. You know, most of the same kids I went to middle school with came into high school with me, and majority of them stayed through high school. A couple of them moved to different high schools like Milton High School, but yeah, we pretty much growed up with the same kids, group of kids from elementary throughout middle school through high school. So had pretty strong bonds with, you know, most of the kids that we came up through school with.
Were there any kind of groups, you know, or cliques that were in high school?
I'm sure there were. I mean, you know, most of the people that grew up together, you know, they're going to hang out with each other and that sort of type of thing. You know, if you're from one area, you're generally going to, you know, stick with the people of that area. You know what I'm saying?